The WCSU Community Service Initiative features social service organizations that provide essential services and opportunities to residents throughout the WCSU coverage area. Today, we are featuring Greene County Public Health.
My name is Ashley Steveley, and I'm from Greene County Public Health. We're located at 360 Wilson Drive in Xenia, Ohio. We serve all of Greene County with environmental health, communicable disease, health education, and maternal and child health programs. So it is a location in Greene County that serves as your local health department. Our community health assessment and community health improvement plan is a six-step process that took place between November of 2016 and November of 2017. The process included about 22 community organizations representing local jurisdictions in terms of city planning, our social service agencies, education, and just various other community organizations to try to work on a strategic plan for the entire community. Historically, we have done a community health assessment and improvement plan every 5 years, and going forward, we're going to be doing this every 3 years. The whole purpose of it is to assess the health of the community and then come up with a plan to address the top priorities that are identified based on that assessment. So these 22 organizations that got together to do the assessment make up our steering committee, and they did come up with a vision for health for the community. And the vision is a vibrant, health-conscious community concerned with preserving the environment where all people are informed, have equitable opportunity, and are empowered to access what they need to be healthy. So from the assessment data, we came up with four priority areas for the community that went into the improvement plan. The four priorities include chronic disease, mental health and substance abuse, maternal and child health, and injury prevention. From our phone surveying, we found that 38.5% of our respondents identified as overweight, 13% identified as having diabetes, and some of our state-level data from the Ohio Department of Health also indicated that 31% of our residents are obese in Greene County. So chronic disease is something that we had as a priority based on some of that data. And we know that obesity is a contributing factor to diabetes, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, and cancer. So that's one of the reasons why that's a priority. With the mental health and substance abuse, that is really due to what we all know as our opioid overdose epidemic. So some of our drug overdose data that we were able to collect from the Ohio Department of Health shows that in 2010, we had 18.2 per 100,000 deaths related to drug overdose. As of 2015, that's up to 29.6 per 100,000. So we haven't quite doubled it, but our projections are that increase will continue over time if we don't start to do more to address it in our communities. And this is Greene County specific data. So that's why mental health and substance abuse is another priority. The third priority is maternal and child health. We're seeing a decrease in first trimester prenatal care among residents in Greene County. So we want to get more women in for early prenatal care. In particular, in the state, we're seeing disparities between African American women and Caucasian women when it comes to those high infant mortality rates. In some instances, infant mortality, which is babies dying before their first birthday, it's four times as high for African American women than for Caucasian women. So in Greene County, we're addressing that through addressing first trimester prenatal care, because early prenatal care can help in reducing those infant deaths. The last priority area is injury prevention, and that's specific to falls. Our projection by 2020 is that we will have more older adults than we will have children in Greene County. In terms of falls, we were seeing from our data that we actually have four times as many emergency department visits in Greene County related to falls compared to the state of Ohio. So those high rates of falls are leading to fall-related injury and death for our older adults. And that's another part of our population that we have to continue to address and help build their capacity so that they're not falling. So overall, those four priority areas: chronic disease is addressing obesity and reducing those rates. Mental health and substance abuse, we're trying to reduce those drug overdose deaths in our community. Maternal and child health, we're trying to increase first trimester prenatal care. And finally, injury prevention, we're trying to reduce the falls in our older adults. As far as community members, if if you're interested in becoming more involved in our implementation of this plan, first, I would say, once again, go to our website, which is gcph.info, to read the assessment and the improvement plan to find out the strategies that we have selected around all of the priority areas. And then feel free to contact us at Greene County Public Health. You can reach us by phone at 937-374-5600, or you can email me personally. My name is Ashley Stevely. My email is asteevely, which is S-T-E-V-E-L-E-Y, at gcph.info. Any way that you're willing to get involved and plug into the overall opportunity to improve health outcomes for our community, we appreciate your help and your support.
Today's featured community organization on WCSU was Greene County Public Health. For more information on the WCSU Community Service Initiative, call 937-376-9278 or visit our webpage at wcsufm.org. This is WCSU, Central State Public Radio.